We are very honored that you've invited us to come back another year.
我们非常荣幸这一年你们又邀请我们回来在这里做讲员。
Since being here a year ago, Ruth and I have looked forward to seeing all of you.
从去年分开以后，我跟我的内人一直希望这一年的来到。
And I think you look better than last year.
想你们大家看起来比去年更健康。
The Lord has been good to all of us.
主实在对我们每一个人都是非常的美善。
This morning, for us to turn in our Bible to the book of Matthew, please.
今天早晨，先请大家打开马太福音。
Chapter 7.
请看马太福音第七章。
I think I'll let you in on a little secret as we share this message this morning.
我要告诉大家一点秘密。
It's almost 30 years ago, I was in New York State with another brother. We were speaking together.
30年前我在纽约州跟另外一个弟兄一同做讲员。
He shared a message that I have never forgotten.
他交通的信息我永远不会忘记。
I don't remember the message so much as the three points and the emphasis that he gave.
我记得那个里面有三个点和他所强调的重点。
And I want to share that with us this morning.
今天早上我就要来交通这我所记得那几个点。
My theme and burden will develop as we go along.
我们一面交通，我的主题和信息会慢慢的显示出来。
In chapter 7,
马太福音第七章
verse 7, we find one verse.
我们就读第七节。
Ask, and it shall be given you.Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you.
你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
Most of the time, when we look at this verse, we are thinking of a praying.
我们每次读这节圣经的时候，常常是想到关乎祷告。
And it does have much to do with guiding us in our prayer life.
这个的确也是引导我们进入一个祷告的生活。
I want to suggest this morning that there is another way to look at these three words.
今天早上我愿意有一个建议，从另外一个角度来看这三个字。
Ask and it shall be given. Seek.Ye shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you.
祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
In some ways, we're going to take our spiritual temperature as we look at these three words.
当我们看这三个字的时候，我们可以量一量我们属灵的这个温度、体温。
I like to picture the fact that if we belong to the Lord, we can say, Father.
我们属于神，我们愿意看见一个事实，我们叫他称为我们的神，我们的父。
Father invites us to the table that we might ask the things we need.
当父亲请我们来到他的桌子的时候，我们就可以求，可以祈求，可以要。
There are many, many things we can ask for.
我们可以向我们的父亲要很多的东西。
But we need to see this morning that there is a right asking, there is a wrong asking.
今天早上我们愿意分享这个药有一个对的药和不对的药。
With your Bible open to chapter 6 now, we begin to read.
我们来看第六章。
Verse 7.
第七节，第六章第七节。
But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking.
你们祷告不可像外邦人用许多重复话，他们以为话多了必蒙垂听。
Now we're a child seated at the table, and we can say, Father.
当我们是孩子坐在爸爸的桌子上，我们就可以说爸爸，我要这个要那个。
What would happen if you said, Pastor Brad, Pastor Brad, Pastor Brad, Pastor Brad?
如果一直说, 把面包给我, 把面包给我,
I'm going to put my brother through it here. What would happen? What would be the response if you kept repeating it like that?
你如果跟爸爸要一个东西, 一直讲, 讲同样的事, 那么父亲的反应会怎么样?
Now we need to get acquainted.
我们彼此要熟悉。
Some of you, how many of you were here last year?
去年哪些人在这里?
Oh, wonderful. Then you know that I need response, don't you?
好极了, 你知道我喜欢有这个回应。
You're half of my enthusiasm.
你们给我, 我就有我的热忱就出来了。
When I put my hand to my ear, then you say something back to me.
我一这样子, 你们就要说什么, 说, 跟我说回应。
Oh me, or oh my, or something. It doesn't translate.
总是要说一点什么回应我。
If we're at the table and we can say, Father, it is a wonderful privilege.
我们可以跟爸爸说, 啊, 坐在你的桌子上真是一个特权。
In the lesson this morning, we're going to discover that we can ask for our daily bread.
今天早上我们学一个功课, 我们可以为着日用的饮食来向父亲要。
We can ask for clothing.
我们也可以要求父亲给我们衣服穿。
These are things that a loving father will share with his children.
当然一个爱我们的父亲一定会给他的孩子们。
We're going to discover that we can ask for forgiveness.
我们也可以求父亲来赦免我们。
When we sin, he is quick to forgive and reconcile.
我们犯罪他很快就赦免我们可以恢复他的跟他的关系。
We're able to ask for wisdom.
我们也可以向父亲要智慧。
He says, if any man lack, let him ask of God. God gives wisdom to us.
他说若有缺少智慧的可以向父亲求他就把智慧赐给我们。
Now let us read this, shall we?
我们一同来读好不好。
Verse 8, chapter 6.
读第六马太福音六章第八节。
Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him.
你们不可效法他们, 因为你们还没有祈求以前, 你们所需用, 你们的父亲早已知道了。
After this manner therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
所以你们祷告要这样说, 我们在天上的父, 愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的国降临, 愿你的旨意行在地上, 如同行在天上。
Give us this day our daily bread.
我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
免我们的债, 如同我们免了人的债。
Jump over in that chapter to verse 25.
我们跳过来读第25节。
Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment or clothing?
所以我告诉你们, 不要为生命忧虑, 吃什么,喝什么, 为身体忧虑, 穿什么, 生命不胜于饮食吗? 身体不胜于衣裳吗?
Now we need to be sure we're watching together.
当我们看的时候, 我们要确定, 要弄清楚。
Only those in the family can say Father.
我们要搞清楚, 只有家人才可以跟爸爸要东西。
He says that we can ask these things and they will be given.
我们说我们要, 我们求, 就会给你们。
A loving father delights for his children to have their needs met.
一个爱的父亲当然希望他的儿女们所有的需要都能应付。
Of course, we learn to ask in faith and confidence.
我们也可以, 有信心, 可以有自信心去要, 一定会给。
There are many times we ask amiss that we might consume things on our own lusts.
但是我们有时候要事情是出于我们的, 这个欲望, 超过我们所需要的。
We're going to see then that there's a right asking, but there's a wrong asking.
我们知道要求, 有的时候求得对, 有的时候求得不对。
In order to understand, let's look at the word seek for a moment.
我们为了要明白, 让我们看这个寻找, 寻求这个字。
There is a right seeking, but there is a wrong seeking.
就是来寻找, 寻求呢, 也有对的寻求, 跟不对的寻求。
In order to understand the word seek, I draw a treasure chest.
为了明白这个寻找, 寻求这个字呢，我用一个宝财宝箱。
There are treasures that are hidden and very wonderful that we learn to seek for.
有一些财宝是藏起来的，你必须要去找它，寻找它。
And as we read on now, we begin to discover.
我们往下读，我们就会发现。
Chapter 6,
第六章
verse
28, 二十八节。
And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin.
为何为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地的百合花怎么长起来？也不劳苦，也不纺线。
And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these lilies.
然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门荣华的时候所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。
Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith?
你们这小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
Notice how privileged we are.
你要知道我们是多么的有一个特权。
Therefore, take no thought saying,What shall we eat? What shall we drink? Wherewithal shall we be clothed?
所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么。
Look at me.
你看看我。
Why do I not have to worry about these things?
我为什么不必为这些吃穿喝担心呢？为什么？
You're timid.
你被吓住了。
Because our Heavenly Father.
因为我们天父。
He knows my need.
他知道我们的需要。
He is eager that I should have my needs met.
他非常的急迫的盼望我们的需要能够应付。
But I want you to notice some people who can't ask.
但是我也要告诉你，有些人他不能够要，不能这样要的。
The heathen, the Gentiles out here.
我们有一些是外邦人，不是家里的人。
They do not have the privilege of this table.
他们就不能够在父亲的桌子上这样自由自在的要。
They can't sit up and say, pass the bread.
他可以说这个，请你把面包递给我。
They can't say, I'll have some clothing.
他不能够说你给我衣服穿。
Why?
为什么呢？Not in the family. 不在家，不是家人。
Look at the next verse again now.
我们看下面一节。
Verse 31 again.
31节。
Therefore take no thought saying what shall we eat or what shall we drink or wherewithal shall we be clothed. For after all these things do the Gentiles or the heathen seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth what things you have need of, all these things.
所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一些东西，你们的天父是知道的。
Why?Do they seek for these things?
为什么外邦人要来找要求这些东西呢？
Are you with me?
你有没有懂不懂我的意思？
Why do they have to seek these things?
为什么外邦人还要去要求呢？
They can't ask, right?
因为他们不能要，他们
They're not at the table.
因为他们不能这样子开口向父亲要，所以他们还要去寻求。
They're not privileged.
他们没有这个特权。
The whole Gentile, the heathen world today is seeking, seeking, seeking.
所有不信主的外邦的这一个世界都在那里追求追求。
But we are specially privileged. We do not seek for those things.
我们是一般特殊的子民，我们不需要去追求这些东西。
Because we can ask for them.
因为我们跟爸爸要，爸爸就自然会给我们。
So there is for us a wrong seeking, but there is a right seeking.
所以呢，有一种追求是不需要的，不对的，但是还有一种追求是需要的，是对的。
Verse
33
says,
第33节说，
This is to us as his children now.
这是对我们做神儿女的人讲的。
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
但是你们要求，要追求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof.
所以不要为明天忧虑，明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
What are we to seek for as God's children?
作为神的儿女，我们该追求什么呢？
He says over in Hebrews that we believe that God is, and that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek for Him.
希伯来书那里说到神他是，而且他赏赐那一切勤劳寻求他的人。
I think it's interesting because we are invited to seek His face, for example.
很有意思，他要我们寻求什么，追求什么，要来寻求他的面，比如说。
All those who know Him want to learn how to fellowship with Him.
所有认识神的人都盼望追求能够如何跟神有更多的交通。
He says over in Psalm 27, we'll turn there.
我们来读诗篇第二十七篇。
This is a lesson from David.
这是从大卫所学的一个功课。
I believe that as David starts this psalm, verse 1, he is one who enjoys the table, the privileges.
我相信第一节他在这里说的时候呢，他就是在父亲的桌子上享受他的特权。
He says, The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
他说，耶和华是我的亮光，是我的拯救，我还怕谁呢？耶和华是我性命的保障，我还惧谁呢？
David knows the privilege of the table. He has these things.
大卫充分的明白他在父亲桌子上他所有的特权。
But look at verse 4.
但是你看第四节。
One thing have I desired of the Lord. That will I ask for.
但是有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求。
Does it read that way in Mandarin? I mustn't do this, I guess. Here we are again now. Look at it. He says, One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple.
我心里面有一个愿望，曾经求耶和华，就是我要去追求，要寻找，寻求，就是我一生一世要住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
I believe that David has a heart that's reaching out to know God, to fellowship with Him.
大卫他有一个心，就是要来去追求神，要来寻求神，要他更多的认识神，跟神有交通。
Look at verse 8.
你读第八节。
When thou saidst, Seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek.
你说你们当寻求我的面，那时我的心就向你说，耶和华啊，我你的面我正要寻求，追求。
The privilege that David is speaking of is to seek the face of the Lord, to fellowship with Him.
他在这里有一个特权，他更要来寻求神的面，寻求跟神的交通。
Why would you want to seek someone's face?
你为什么要去见一个人的面？你还要去寻求去见他的面
？Tell you a little story.
跟你们说一个故事。
I was 33 and a half before I got married first time.
我头一次结婚的时候，33岁半才结的婚。
I'd learned some bad habits.
我有一些坏习惯。
All bachelors do.
所有光棍都会有坏习惯。
First morning we were married.
结婚的头一天早晨。
I sat down at the breakfast table.
我在早餐的桌上坐下来。
And I began to read the table. I began to read the paper.
开始读报纸。
In about a moment,My sweet wife pulled on the paper.
我亲爱的太太就把报纸拉下来。
She said, Would you mind if we're at the table that I could see your face?
可不可以让我们桌子坐下来的时候让我看到你的脸？
I learned a lesson that day.
那天我就学了功课。
33 and a half wonderful years, I never read at the table again.
三十多年的结婚的经验里，我不在早餐桌上不再念报纸了，读报纸。
What does it mean to look into the face of another?
当彼此面对面相看的时候，互视的注视的时候是表示什么？
That's the way you fellowship.
这是你彼此有交通。
I could always tell if she wasn't happy.
我一看就知道她不高兴不高兴。
Or if I had done something wrong.
或者我是不是做错了什么事？
I remember as a boy growing up, my mother could speak a whole book by her face.
我从小长大，我在我妈妈的脸上，我可以像一本书一样看到很多的内容。
And I'm looking at some lovely faces this morning.
今天早上看见许多可爱的面孔。
That speak back.
啊，你们就对我有回应。
We fellowship with one another by our face.
所以你看着我们彼此的面孔，我们彼此就有交通。
This is why David is saying out of his heart, "Thy face, Lord, will I seek."
这就是大卫在这里说：“主啊，我要寻求你的面。”
You see, if we are just occupied with getting things, we're enjoying the table.
所以我们如果在桌子上吃，只是看看要吃什么东西的话。
Great majority of God's children are interested in what they can get from the Lord.
在神的儿女中的大多数都是坐在桌子上只看桌上吃什么。
Things are not wrong.
没有things are not
wrong.
Not wrong. 没有这没有错。
We need bread and clothing. We need these things.
当然吃什么这些东西是需要的。
But if our whole life is wrapped up in what we can get for ourselves.
但是如果我们生命生活里面充满就是我能得什么。
I don't need to seek his hand to get things.
我也不需要父亲的手要把东西给我。
I can ask.
我当然可以要。
I learn to seek his face.
但是我要学着跟他的互相注视而能够交通。
And the joy we have in discovering anew what is in him.
最喜乐的事情就是发现在他里面想什么。
The Bible says, in him are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
这里就说一切神本性的一切的丰富都藏在他里面。
The more I know of him, the more I realize how wonderful he is.
我更多的认识他，我就知道他更宝贵。
So, it is the joy of seeking his face.
所以能够寻求他的面真是一件喜乐的事情。
Here we're occupied with the hand, what we get.
我们在这里啊，就是一直注意他的手。
Here we're occupied with discovering all the treasures that are in our Lord Jesus.
啊，当我们在这样的寻求中，我们就发现在他里面有何等的宝藏。
I will share this with you.
我要跟你们、跟弟兄们、姊妹们这样交通。
One day when I was fellowshipping with Brother Witness Lee,
有一天我跟李长寿弟兄有交通。
He said to me in a rather quiet way,
他很轻声地对我说，
One thing Brother Watchman Lee was most interested in,
他说倪弟兄最有趣的一点是什么？
Whether someone had a seeking heart.
他说倪弟兄最注意的就是某一些人心中有一个寻求神的心。
It's not a matter of how much knowledge we have of the Word of God, which is good.
并不是说我们对于神的话有多少的知识，那当然是好的。
Do we really have a seeking heart?
但是重要的是真不真有一颗寻求神的一颗心。
Day by day enjoying the fellowship we can have with him.
一日过一日，我们能够享受跟神之间的一种交通。
There's something very interesting about we seeking his face.
当我们寻求他的面的时候，非常有意思。
Says in the Bible, in water, face answereth to face.
在圣经中好像是说是water.
Water.
In water?、Yes.
Like a mirror.
Oh, like a mirror. Oh, 看到这个水好像一面镜子就反照。
Isn't it interesting? You give somebody a smile. What do you usually get back?
你对人家笑， 人家会向你有什么反应呢？
啊、you're right on.
你对了，你笑，人家也会跟你笑。
Face answereth to face.
所以是这个面孔是互相反照的。
It has been studied through the years.
这些年有很多的研究。
What you begin to look at a lot, you begin to look like.
你眼睛一直看什么，你后来就会变成像那个东西。
I have a friend who says after 50, husbands and wives begin to look alike.
我有个朋友说，夫妻五十年以后两个人就很像。
There's hope for some of us.
我们希望中间有些人是这样的。
What you look at, you begin to look like.
你越注视什么，你就会像你所看的。
Why is it the Lord wants us to be occupied with seeking His face?
为什么主喜欢我们要专注来寻求他的面呢？
No wonder John said, Behold what manner of love the Father bestows upon us that we should be called the children of God.
所以他说，难怪约翰说，凡是常常来注视父亲的，我们就要像我们的父亲。
And he goes on to say,We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
他说我们要像他一样，正如我们寻求他。
So first of all, we fellowship, and there's something transferred to our heart.
所以我们开始的时候是注视他的面，跟他有交通，然后就有一些东西灌输到我们的心里面来。
How many of you want to look more and more like the Lord?
在我们中间有多少人愿意越来越像主？
We're supposed to be conformed to His likeness and image.
我们应该要磨成他的形象。
How are you going to do it?
怎么会成为主的形象呢？
Seek His face.
寻求他的面。
Oh, there are some wonderful things about the heart seeking the face of the Lord.
当有一个寻求主的面的这个心啊，里面就有很美妙的事，奇妙的事会发生。
One of our famous presidents of the United States said,
美国有一个出名的总统这么说，
After 40, you're responsible for your own face.
四十岁以后，你要对你自己的形象负责任。
What did he mean?
他的意思是什么？
What you keep looking at gets transferred back.
这些年你一直看什么，然后你就会像你看的东西。
You show me someone who's continually looking at the law.
你给我举一个例子，有哪一个人是一直看着律法的？
It will transfer legal hard lines to his face.
如果一个人眼睛老是看律法，他的脸就像这个包青天一样的。
I think someone who's looking at gold and greed all the time will transfer.Selfishness to his face.
如果一个人老是看金子、看银子，他就会变成一个很贪心、很自私的人。
You didn't know we were going to talk about a facelift, did you?
我们在这里不是讲整形啊，不是讲整形。
I tell you, the gospel is really practical.
跟大家说，圣经是很非常实用的。
So we learn to seek his face.
所以我们要学习来寻求他的面。
And that's how we come to know the ways of the Lord.
这样我们就知道神的道路。
In fellowship with Him, He begins to unfold the ways of the Lord.
越跟神交通，他就把他的道路指示我们。
It's interesting how Paul said in Colossians.
保罗在哥罗西书里面说的很有意思。
If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above.
你们既然与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事。
All the privilege of knowing Him and His Word and His ways.
这样你就得到一切的特权，能够认识他的旨意，也认识他的道路。
Let's turn back to Jeremiah for a moment.
让我们来翻到耶利米书
chapter 29.
第二十九章，旧约耶利米书二十九章。
God had a very wonderful people that He had brought.Out of Egypt into the land of Canaan.
神有一些非常宝贝的子民，从埃及地把他们带到迦南美地。
They enjoyed the table of the Lord.
他们享受父主的桌子。
In the wilderness, He provided water for them.
在旷野他供应他们水喝。
He provided the manna that fell from heaven.
他们也供应，神也供应他们天上降下来的玛拿。
They were specially privileged to have the table of the Lord.
他们有特权享受父亲的桌子。
The difficulty was,
所困难的是什么呢？
Over a period of time, they settled down and they forgot that God wanted something else.
可不好的事情就是他们坐下来享受所用的，把神给忘记了。
You see, if we remain preoccupied with just the table of the Lord,
如果我们心里面只专注看桌子上能够吃什么的话，
pretty soon the whole of our life is God loves me, God is good to me, all I can get.
所以我们的人生就变成神能给我什么，我能得到什么，就变成这样的一个人生。
They were very privileged. And they knew that God had His blessing upon them.
不错，享受神的特这个恩典和祝福是一个特权。
But He wanted them to mature and to grow up.
但是神要他的儿女们长大成熟。
And when they got into the land, He gave them some rules to take care of the land.
当他们进到美地了以后，神就赐给他们一些律法，叫他们如何照顾那个地。
One of the rules that every seventh year the land was to lie idle, a Sabbath of rest.
有一个条例就是每七年就要让田地休息，不要种耕种。
Can you imagine not wanting to take every seventh year off?
你可不可以想象七年就有一年的 off, 不上班，有没有这么好的事？
Every seventh day, but every seventh year the land was to lie idle.
不仅是每一周的第七天可以休息，每七年的第七年田地都不要耕种。
Now something happened.
有一些事情发生。
Over a period of 490 years, they were in the land.
过了490年以后。
There were 70 times, 70 Sabbaths they failed to keep.
他们有70次没有遵照神的旨意。
I can't understand that.
我能够了解。
I'd enjoy a Sabbath every seventh year.
我每七年我都享受这一个一年的休假。
But they were just so preoccupied with themselves.
但是他们却是心里面只想到自己。
And so God allowed them to be carried into captivity.
所以神就让他们被掳了。
You know the story.
你知道那个故事。
The Babylonians carried them into Babylonian captivity.
巴比伦就把他们带到巴比伦去了。
You know how long they were there?
你知道在那里被掳多少年？
70 years.
70年。
They had been preoccupied with themselves enjoying for 490 years, but 70 failures.
哦，490年里面他们有70年的这个失败。
In chapter 29, we have the story of Jeremiah.
耶利米书29章就有说到这个故事。
Verse 10.
第十节。
For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place.
耶和华如此说，为巴比伦所定的70年满了以后，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩言，使你们仍回此地。
For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end.
耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
Here is a loving God, very, very concerned for his people.
这里有一位爱的神，他非常关心他的子民。
In spite of their failure and disobedience, he is concerned for the purpose he's going to work out in their lives.
尽管他们失败，他们忘记他，但是他总是纪念他，他总希望他的旨意在他们身上能够实现。
Verse 12 says,
十二节说，
Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you.
你们要寻求我，你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。
And ye shall seek me.And find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart.
第十三节，你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
Oh, When I discovered God's great love toward His special people,
当我发现神如何爱他的子民的时候,
I realized that they were a people just enjoyed for what they could get from their God.
这些人只是享受关注神给他们所有的。
Reminds me of the fellow who sat at his father's table for many, many years.
就使我想起一个人，他坐在他父亲的桌上许多年。
In fact, he stayed at his father's table for 40 years.
事实上在他爸爸的桌上40年。
One day the father said, Son, maybe you ought to go get married and have your own table.
直到有一天爸爸说，儿子啊，你该出去成家，自己有自己的饭桌。
Oh no, he said, Dad, I love sitting at your table. No work, I just ask.
他说，爸爸，我40年很享受坐在你桌子上，什么事也不要做，只要一开口饭就来了。
Many, many of God's children would like to stay at the table just enjoying what God can give to them.
有神许多太多的子民只是喜欢坐在父亲的桌子上说你给我什么。
But every father wants them to mature and to grow up.
每一个父亲都希望他的孩子能够成熟能够长大。
To develop their own table for the blessing of their family.
他们能够为自己的家预备一个饭桌使全家人得丰富得享受。
And I have noticed through the years,
这些年来我就注意到这一点。
People stay at the table with what they can get from God. Pretty soon they become a captive.
他们这个因为这样子
，a captive.
A captive. 他们一直坐在父亲的桌子上，要要要，就变成一个俘虏，被掳了。
Captured by the world and material things, they're the center of their life.
就被世界的一切物质所掳获，因为他是自我为中心。
Could I say it kindly this morning?
我今天早上可不可以非常友善的对你说
？Great majority of his family are me-centered, me-centered.
在神的家里面，大部分的儿女都是自我为中心的。
God wants his children to grow and mature.
神要他的儿女长大，也要成熟。
And so, when we get the proper seeking.
当我们寻找寻求有一个对的寻求
He says in verse
13节他这里说
You shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart and I will be found of you saith the Lord and I will turn away your captivityI will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again to the place whence I caused you to be carried captive.
十三、十四节，你们若寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。耶和华说，我必被你们寻见，我也必使你们被掳的人归回，将你们从各国中和我所赶到的各处招聚了来，将你们带回我使你们被掳离开的地方。这是耶和华说的。
So there's a very wonderful thing that happens in the life.
在他们的生命中有非常美妙的事情发生了。
One day, we begin to be occupied with Him.
有一天我们的心要被他自己所充满。
God has turned our captivity from things to Himself.
神就把我们从事物的掳掠中救出来回到他的面前。
You listen to someone speak for a little bit and you discover what their heart is captured with.
当你听一个人说几句话你就发现他的心是被什么东西抓住的。
They talk about things.
他们会说很多事物。
Not bad things, good things.
不是坏事有的是蛮好的事。
They're just preoccupied with things.
但是人的心里面就是被事物所霸占充满。
Especially true in our country.
在这个国家更是这样。
With all the materialism of our day,
因为物质非常丰富。
And I suppose we all need to be very honest in saying,
我们应该要非常诚实地说。
Things become very important to us.
所有的东西对我们好像都很重要。
But God allows people to take to be in captured and taken captive by things.
神也让人被物质所俘虏。
And he says of these people who were in captivity, they will seek him and he will turn their captivity.
他说这一切被物质所霸占的人他们的心要回转归向神。
from me to him.
从我转到他。
I believe I call this the working of God's cross in our lives.
我愿意说这是神十字架的功课做在我们的生命中。
We've experienced at times when these things begin to be so empty and stale.
当我们发现这一切事情变得虚空和乏味的时候,
and suddenly our prayer life changes.
我们祷告的生活又改变了。
I have had pastors come to me after many years.
这些年有牧师来找我。
And I hear them say, I think my captivity is being turned.
说到我的被掳的情形是被回转了。
Once my prayer life was mostly centered around my needs and what I could get.
多年很多人这么说,我的祷告都是集中在我做中心。
Now when I become occupied with him, it's his blessing, his purpose, what he wants.
但是当我这样的转的时候,我的祷告就变成他的旨意是什么,他心里面要什么,什么是他的目的。
It is my burden for us these days.
这些日子我心中的负担是这样,
that God will show us this turning of captivity in our lives.
神在我们的生活生命中要向我们显示这一个转,这个回转。
Madame Gale, the French lady, discovered this.
一个法国的这个盖恩夫人说,
she said, saying, make me thy captive Lord. And then I shall be free.
说主啊, 让我做你的俘虏, 好使我得着自由。
Captured by him.
让神来得着我们。
Seeking him.
寻求他。
The kingdom of God.
追求神的国。
And these things will be added.
这些东西自然加给我们。
But our seeking heart is after the right thing.
但是我们那个追求的心是要去追求对的事物。
Maybe this has happened to you and you are experiencing, you say, I do remember that.
可能这也是你的经历, 你说我记得这样的经验。
I think you can always tell someone who is in love with the Lord.
你可以告诉, 你可以看得出来哪一个人是爱主的。
It's the one they talk about.
他们一开口, 你就知道他是一个爱主的人。
I know what it's like to be in love with someone.
我知道你跟一个人爱一个人的时候，你有什么表现
？You not only love to be with them to seek their face.
你不仅喜欢跟你爱的人在一起，你要常见他的面。
You want to know what will please them.
你也要知道什么样的事能叫他的心欢喜。
You have become occupied with someone else.
你的心就被那个你所爱的人所充满、所占据。
And you know. It's wonderful when some people can get together and talk about the treasures they have found.
你知道当有一些人聚在一起说他们找到了什么财宝、什么宝贝，那是很有意思的事情。
We went through this experience and discovered the faithfulness of the Lord.
当我们这样一起交谈的时候，我们就发现我们的神是何等的信实。
All the characteristics, the attributes, the qualities of our Lord Jesus.
所有神的特点、神的本性、神的美德，都在这些我们的发现里面。
I'll be honest with you.
我要跟你很诚实的说。
I love the Chinese hymn books.
我很喜欢中文的诗歌本。
It's so easy to find the right songs that occupy with the Lord.
里面找到的诗歌，很多的诗歌都是被主所充满的诗歌。
Too many of other books are only occupied with me.
很多别的诗歌本都是关乎我。
We thank God for this.
感谢主，中文的诗歌这么好。
Now we must move on.
我们还要再往前。
I think it is very interesting that we have not only the table, but the treasure chest, and then we have the door that we knock on.
感谢主，我们这里不仅看到有一个父亲的桌子，有一个财宝的箱子，还有一个门是我们可以去叩的。
Knock and it shall be opened unto you.
叩门就给你们开门。
There is the principle of knocking that we need to understand.
这里有一个叩门的这一个原则是我们应该要了解的。
You know, it is so wonderful when you become captured with the loveliness of the Lord Himself.
你知道, 当我们被主的宝贝, 祂的可爱所吸引, 所占据的时候,
and you begin to realize He has turned your captivity.
你就他, 你会发现他把你那个被掳的情形就有扭转了。
You like to just sit down and say, Lord, I think I will stay here forever.
你就会说, 主啊, 我留下来,
let's just have a little party and enjoy the Lord.
主啊, 让我们来有一个 party, 我们可以, 享受你的同在。
But the Lord says, no, you need to grow some more.
哦, 主说不, 你不能一直坐下来, 你还要再往前, 还要长大。
I wonder if you've ever noticed that the closer you get to the heart of God,
我不晓得你有没有了解, 经历过, 你当你跟神的心更接近的时候,
you get real close to His heart.
当你更接近神的心, 靠近主的心,
you begin to hear His heart. Isaiah got real close to the Lord's heart one day.
以赛亚有一天他跟神这么近的时候,
and he overheard the Lord saying,
他就听见主说,
whom shall I send?
我能,
who will go for me?
我能差遣谁, 谁愿意受差遣去呢?
You see, even just remaining occupied with Him, as good as it is not all that God wants.
所以能够跟神那么亲近, 好到这个程度, 但是还不只是, 神还不仅要这么多。
You know and love His heart, and you begin to share His burden and His purpose.
你跟他亲近, 你还要更进一步了解他心里面要什么, 晓得他心中的旨意是什么。
And so He introduces us to something else.
所以我们现在在告诉大家更多的事情。
Others begin to take on their proper place.
还有一些其他别人就在他的心里面。
Aren't you glad when God really enlarges your heart toward Him?
你是不是会很高兴神把你的心扩大?
He enlarges your heart toward others.
他让你的心还去关心别人。
Suddenly, the good thing you have, you want to share.
忽然之间,你所得到的宝贝,你愿意跟别人分享。
That's the way the love of God works.
这就是神的爱在那里工作。
Oh, I remember certain members in our family when they really fell in love with the Lord Himself.
我记得在我家人里面有一些, 我们的家人, 他真的是爱主爱到一个程度。
And they rushed to their friends and said, I want to tell you something wonderful.
他们就跑到他的朋友面前跟他说, 我要告诉你好的事情。
They thought the others were ready for what they were going to share.
他想他的朋友同伴已经准备好要听他所讲的。
But a couple days later, they came back.
过了几天他们回来了。
And found the door was knocked, closed.
他说要去敲人的门,门是关的,不接受他们的分享。
Only God can prepare hearts.
只有神才能够预备人的心。
He has a timing.
他有他的时间。
So we can read on and discover now this door that needs to be opened.
好, 我们现在就要来看这个门是扣了而可以开的门。
I'm very interested in the Apostle Paul's concern for doors.
我很有兴趣看见保罗他对于这个门,他很有兴趣。
1 Corinthians 16, chapter 16, we read.
哥林多前书16章,林前16章。
Look at verse 9.
第九节, 林前16章第9节,
Paul was talking about some let's read it. For a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries.
因为有宽大又有功效的门为我开了, 并且反对的人也多。
It is my deep conviction.
我心里面有一个深的愿望,
the moment I have discovered some heavenly treasures and values,
当我们一发现那个属天的宝盒里面所有的宝藏的时候,
and I have a long desire to share it with others,
当我们有一个心愿要跟人家分享这个得到的宝贝,
I think the enemy says he's dangerous.
那这个仇敌就会说这个人很危险。
This individual is dangerous.
这一个人很危险。
He's not talking words, he has reality to share.
他有一些真的东西要讲。
And suddenly there are many adversaries.
忽然之间就有很多反对的人。
Many who oppose this whole.
人就要来反对这个人来分享他的宝贝。
But God has a way of opening doors.
但是神有他的方法去把人的门打开。
How many discovered he alone can open a door?
有没有人发现只有神能够开门?
You've rattled and broke it down, but it's back up. God alone opens doors.
你打门打不开,你要去冲破,不要,你让神来开那个门。
I think the best way to explain is that when you want to open a door, you don't come to borrow something, you come to give.
你要开门有一个特点，你不是来跟人家借什么要什么，而是你去给什么，这个门容易开。
Back in Dakota where we grew up,
从前在柯达的时候，我们长大的时候，
people were very neighborly.
大家都是很就是说邻舍很来往的。
You are cooking or baking something and you run out of an item.
如果你煮了一点烤了一点什么东西好吃的。
So you decide, I'll just go to the neighbor and borrow some sugar.
你说我到邻居去借一点糖。
You look at me as though nobody ever did that here.
有没有人去跟邻居借糖的，有没有？
Big cities, I guess, don't do that.
大城市里面人不做性做这样的事。
But a rural community.
但是在乡下的地方。
You borrow a cup of sugar.
你跟人家借几杯糖。
Well, a couple of weeks later, you run out of bread.
过了几个礼拜，你面包又吃完了。
Pretty soon, you decide you need something else.
很快又发现还缺点别的。
So you go knocking at the door of your neighbor.
你就跟邻居的门去敲门。
Pretty soon, they don't come to the door.
你今天要，明天要，再过几天他就不开门了。
Now, why is that?
为什么呢？
No one likes to be used continually.
没有人愿意不断地被人家利用，占便宜。
And you know, if you want to open doors, you mustn't come borrowing all the time.
所以呢，你要人家的门开，不要老是去借东西。
There is a principle of what we call the kingdom.
有一个国，神的国的一个原则。
And it is the principle of I have the abundance I delight to share.
这个原则就是我的心里面有丰富，我愿意和人分享。
So we're going to look at a kingdom now that we need to understand.
让我们来看一看这个神的国是我们所需要了解的。
Paul says in Romans that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost.
保罗在罗马书里面说，神的国不在乎吃喝，乃在于公义、和平和圣灵中的喜乐。
This is a realm up here where God wants us to function and operate.
这一个环境，这一个国度，就是说他希望神儿女在那里尽功用的一个环境。
And I believe that this kingdom realm that we seek of righteousness, peace, and joy is a wonderful place.
所以我们要来寻求这样的一个境界，这样的一个国度，就是公义、和平和喜乐。
Everyone there is interested in the things that are right, the way they're designed to work.
在这一个国度里面的人都喜欢公义，事情应该做得对。
There's a peace that prevails.
在那里有和平，有安息，有平安。
And there's a joy that marks everything.
也有喜乐。
How many of you like to live in righteousness, peace, and joy? Wave your hand.
所有喜欢住在这样的公义、和平和喜乐中的人举手。
Somebody says, oh, it'll be wonderful when Jesus comes up and sets up his thousand years and for a thousand years. We'll have righteousness, peace, and joy.
有的人说，哦，主来的时候有千年的国度，那就好了，那里有公义、有和平、有喜乐。
For years, I thought that will be wonderful then.
我好多年我一直想啊，那个一千年的国度来了就好了。
The Lord said, but some of that you can have now.
但是主后来对我说，你现在就可以有这种的经历。
How much righteousness, peace, and joy can I have now?
在现在，在这个时候，神在我们中间可以有公义、和平和喜乐。
Great majority of people are interested in then.
大部分的神的儿女都是以为是将来。
Righteousness, peace, and joy now.
现在就有公义、和平和喜乐。
In the reign of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
就是让圣灵在我们的生命中掌权。
So our burden this morning and these mornings will be.
今天早晨和以后的几个早晨，我们的负担是这样。
We live in a crisis hour.
我们活的这一段时候是充满了危机。
From the beginning, there have been two thrones that have been at war.
你知道，从历世历代以来，就是这里有两个国度有征战。
The enemy has been out to hinder and thwart God's reign and God's kingdom.
仇敌一直在这里反对，要来扰乱神的这个治理和权柄。
But I believe that we have good news today.
但是今天这里有好消息。
God has an answer to the whole Islamic world and all the crisis that they're bringing about.
今天在中东，在世界所有的这些危机，这些重大的事件，神都有一个回答。
It is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit.
不是依靠势力，也不是依靠能力。
We can never face the crisis of this hour.
面对今天是在世界上所发现所有重大的危机和困难。
Unless we understand God is raising up a people of righteousness, peace, and joy.
我们不能应付这些问题，除非神在人中间兴起这些公义和和平的人来。
And I see this all the way through the Bible.
我在圣经里面一贯性的看到这一个事情的一再的发生。
If we are going to enjoy this kingdom and the reality of it,
如果我们要经历这一个神国的实际，
God will have to circumcise and work in our hearts.
神一定要在我们的心中来工作。
There will be adversaries continually.
不断的会有仇敌在那里反对。
Paul said, "A great and effectual door is open unto me."
保罗说，有大又有功效的门是为我打开了。
I believe the door he opens are effectual.
他打开门，这是事实。
I need to continue on, but we're getting the picture this morning.
我可以再说，但是我们早上盼望看到一幅图画。
What is our temperature?
我们属灵的温度。是高还是低？
You're a young believer, you say, thank God, I'm just learning to ask.
中间可能有新刚蒙恩的信主的基督徒说，我刚刚才开始学习怎么跟神要。
It's amazing how God answers my prayers when I ask for bread and clothing.
哎呀，我跟神要这个要那个，感谢主，他都答应了。
Some of you have gone on and said, oh, I've just been discovering he's captured my heart.
哦，有的人可能属灵的生命长进一点，说，哎呀，神抓住了我的心。
I'm delighted in him. We're delighted in one another.
我真是喜欢跟主亲近，我跟主享受有亲密的交通。
But I'm believing there are folk who said, "Oh, I heard his heart."
我相信中间还有人生命更长进的说，哦，我知道神的心里面要什么。
And his heart is burdened for others.
他的心就是关心别人。
How do you open doors?
那么你怎么去把这些人的门打开呢？
One key word, I think.
有一个要重要的字。
I have something I can give you that will meet your need.
重要的就是你有所给的，你能够应付人的需要，那个门会开。
Many years ago,
好多年以前，
I was leaving the church to go to the home I was staying in.
我离开教会到一个人的家里去。
On the inside of the door, I saw a sign that read something like this.
在门里面有这么一个标示。
When you meet a man without a smile, give him one of yours.
当你看到一个人没有笑容的时候，你就把你的笑容给他。
I looked back and said, "That's pretty good. Give him one of yours."
是对，这个话说的真对，你把你有的给他。
I walked a few steps down, walking down the street.
我好了，走出去，再走到街上。
I saw something walking toward me.
我看见有人向我走过来。
Couldn't tell quite what it was.
我看不清楚是怎么一回事。
Somebody with a blanket.
他头上挂盖起来的。
Peeking out through the hole.
蒙面只弄两个眼睛。
The Lord said, first opportunity to give.
这是你头一个给你笑容的机会。
And the Lord said, be sure you give with your heart now.
你最好你现在把你的心给出来。
Not just a smile.
不只是笑容，你还要把心要给出来。
Give your heart.
把你的心给这个人。
Walking along, I kept zooming in with my heart.
我跟这个人越走越接近，我的心就跟他越来越接近。
Pretty soon, I discovered it was an elderly lady.
我后来发现这是一个老妇人。
Wrinkles and frown on her face.
脸上满了皱纹，满了忧愁的表情。
Saying, Lord, give me more power to love.
主啊，给我更多的力量，能够爱这个人。
She was looking at me in a strange way.
她看着我觉得很奇怪。
Just as we were about to pass on the walkway,
我们快要擦身而过的时候，
I decided I would take one more look at her.
我要再看她一眼。
She turned to take one more look at me.
她也回头再看我一眼。
There we stood looking at one another.
我们站在那里彼此对看。
Guess what I got back?
你猜我得到什么？
Well, I gave her a smile. What did I get back?
我给了她笑容，她给了我什么？笑容 ，smile.
If I had taken time like I wish I had,
如果我愿意花时间这样，我真希望我能这样做。
I would have stopped to inquire a little more about her heart.
我很希望能够再跟她想想她心里面想什么。
But the Lord just said, You've obeyed the verse. Give him one of your smiles.
所以他就说你就顺服那个话说的，你把你的笑容给他。
And you know I've thought of that so many times through the last few years.
你知道过去这些年这几年里面我好多次。
When I'm shopping at the supermarket.
当我在超级市场买东西的时候。
Every now and then, pretty rarely though, I meet somebody who smiles back.
有的时候不常，但是有人总是跟我也笑回来。
Most of the folk are like me, hunting for the right thing.
很多人跟我一样，都在只是满脑子要找要买什么东西。
But when you meet somebody with a smile, what do you get?
当你看到人脸上有笑容的时候，你得到你给人笑容的时候。
Now we're very simple right now.
是，现在我们都很简单。
How do you open hearts?
那么你怎么叫人的心门打开？
You give your heart.To them the best you can.
把你的心里面最好的能够给人。
A friend of mine wrote from prison and said one day,
有一个朋友在监牢里面写信给我说,
Freedom begins on the inside. He wasn't out yet.
他还被关在监牢里,他说自由是从心里面开始的。
I believe we could go on and look at Paul's doors.
我们可以继续不断来看这个保罗所说的这些门。
But we discover that the seeking heart becomes a giving heart.
我们就发现这里有一个追求的心会变成了一个给的心。
And while we are here these few days,
当我们在这里几天聚在一起,
we say, Oh God, not just the kingdom then, but the reality of the kingdom now.
说, Oh 神啊, 不是那个时候才有国度, 但愿国度今天就在我们中间。
We're praying God will open our hearts to that end.
我们祷告主要把这一个门打开。
He will.
他会的。
I said at the beginning that it was about 30 years ago that I learned this principle.
我刚开始的时候说30多年以前我学了这一个原则。
I was in a conference in the Finger Lakes area of New York.
我在纽约那个拇指湖那个地方有一个特会。
It was a large conference.
那是很大的一个特会。
I was the morning speaker. They had an afternoon speaker and evening speaker.
我是早晨的讲员，其他还有下午跟晚上的讲员。
The evening speaker was a very gifted man who felt led to help the morning and afternoon speaker be adjusted.
那个晚上的讲员是非常有经验，是很有恩赐的。他就决定要帮助早上跟下午的讲员，也能帮他们能够适应那个聚会。
It was a difficult time for several days.
一开始头几天是不容易。
In those days, we used the word deeper life quite often.
我们那个时候讲内里深处的生命，常常讲这些话，这些字。
Abundant life.
哦，丰盛的生命。
The evening speaker kept saying, "Thank God, we're beyond deeper and abundant. We just enjoy God."
后来他晚上他就说了，我们是超越这些深的，这一些丰盛的，我们就在这里只是享受神。
And it was in those days I remembered Watchman Nee's statement.
我那个时候常常注意到尼托森弟兄他说的话。
Everything deeper abundant is just the normal Christian life for us.
这个深和这个丰盛的生命只是一个正常基督徒该有的情形。
From that time on, I never enjoyed using deeper life, abundant life, or just the normal Christian life.
那个时候我就开始不再用这些深奥的字，什么深的生命啊，丰盛的生命，我就不正正常常享受一个基督徒该有正常的生活。
Everything else is abnormal.
不这样的话，那就不正常了。
The other speaker in the afternoon was an elderly man, a French Huguenot.
这个下午的讲员是一个年长的弟兄，叫 French Huguenot.
A very unusual brother.
很特别的一位弟兄。
One afternoon, he shared ask, seek, and knock.
有一天下午，他也来交通这个祈求、寻找和叩门。
I don't remember what he said, but I do remember the principle he was getting at.
他一字一句怎么讲我不记得，但是他的原则我还记得。
Most people need to understand that God opens doors as we learn to give.
我们学习的就是神会把门打开，我们会给。
One afternoon, between meetings, we took a walk.
有一天下午聚完会的时候，我们一起散步。
Our hearts were really knit together for this gathering of 400 or 500 people.
这四五百人的聚会中，我们两个人的心是紧紧的连在一起。
He told me of a visit that he made to Africa.
他就说他有一次去非洲访问。
I think this has to be 70 or 80 years ago now.
我想，对，从现在来讲，大概七八十年前的事情。
He'd been a man who'd been misunderstood, but he walked to please the Lord.
这个人常常被人误会，但是他一生都是为着要得神的喜欢。
He was visiting at this mission in, I believe, in Africa.
在他去访问一个在非洲那里的宣教的点。
The missionary said, "There's an area over here we do not believe has been touched by the gospel at all."
他说我们相信有宣教士告诉他说在非洲那里有一个地方福音从来没有传进去。
We will drive as far as we can and then we'll have to walk to get there.
我们要开车开了不能开了，我们还要再走路才能达到那个地方。
He said, "Are you ready for this?"
他说你准备好我们可不可以去。
My friend said, "Yes, I want to go."
我朋友说可以，我们去。
So they drove and then they walked.
他们开到不能再开了，他们就走。
And as I remember the story,
我记得的故事是这样。
He said, "We got into an area where suddenly we saw a lot of thatched huts."
我们就看到很多一些小茅屋。
We stood there looking at all these thatched huts.
当我在那里看见这些小的这些简陋的建筑物。
We stood there for a little bit.
我们站在那里一会儿。
Pretty soon, some people began to come out of the buildings, out of the huts.
哦，忽然这个就有人慢慢从他们那些茅屋里面出来了。
And I'll never forget his looking at me and saying,
我永远不忘记他望着我说。
We'd come all this distance.
我们来了这么远。
Suddenly I realized that I couldn't talk to them. I didn't know their language.
忽然之间我才发现我不能跟他们交谈，我不懂他们的言语。
He said my heart began to cry.
我的心就开始哭泣。
I looked at the missionary.
我就看看这个宣教士。
We wondered if these people had ever seen a white face or if they'd ever had any opportunity before.
他说我不晓得这些人看过我们这样白的人没有。
Then he told me something that happened.
他就跟我说有些事情发生。
He said, "I looked up."
他说我往上看。
He said, God, I ask you to open the door that I can minister to these people.
看见这些需要，我就往上看，说神啊，求你把他们的心门打开，我可以来服侍他们。
He had something to give.
他心里面有所给的。
And only God could open the door.
但是只有神才能把人的心门打开。
He stood there for a few minutes looking up.
他站在那里一直望天。
And suddenly the Spirit of God came upon him.
哦，忽然之间神的灵就降在他的身上。
He looked at me and he said,
他望着我说，
I spoke in a language I didn't know a thing about.
我忽然说起方言了，我从来不知道怎么说的言语。
He said, I spoke and I spoke and I spoke.
我就说说不断地说。
Pretty soon, all of them ran away and left us.
忽然之间那些人都跑走了。
What did I do wrong?
我做错了什么事？
In a few moments, they came back bringing idols and fetishes that they threw into a pile.
哦，忽然之间他们就把所有的偶像，所有的这些东西都丢在一堆。
Missionary said, we'll just burn all of these, they won't need them anymore.
他说我们就把那些偶像就在那里烧掉了，他们不再需要偶像了。
John Wright Follett looked at me and he said, do you believe God can open doors?
他问我说你相不相信神能够把人的心门打开？
When you have something to give.
当你有所给的时候。
Now, I don't tell this story very often.
这个故事我不常讲的。
But my burden these days is that God wants us to be a people who expect more.
我心里面的负担就是盼望神在人的弟兄姊妹中间得着一些人能够做更多的事。
The Apostle Paul uses the word much more several times.
这个保罗，使徒保罗说过有更多的门，更多的打开。
My challenge for us this coming year is this.
为着未来的年数，我在这里有一个挑战。
God wants us to not only seek His face, but to know His heart.
神不仅要我们寻求他的面，他更叫我们来明白他的心。
And to believe that He will open doors when we cry out to Him.
你相信吗？当我们呼求他的时候，他能把人的心门打开。
My friend John's been with the Lord many years.
我这位朋友约翰弟兄，他是已经离开世界道主那里好多年了。
It was a number of years later that I decided to use one of his stories.
是他过离开世界以后好多年，我才开始用他的这些故事。
It's in one of our books.
是在我所写的书的里面。
And I wrote a letter to ask permission to use the story.
我也写了信去要求给我这个所有可以用这个故事的权利。
I was headmaster of a Christian school.
我是这一个基督徒学校里面的一个校长。
When I walked to my desk that morning, my secretary had opened a letter. She said, you'll be interested in this.
有一天早晨我上班的时候，我的秘书给我一封信，她说你一定很有兴趣。
That very day, I got word that John had gone to be with the Lord.
就是那一天约翰弟兄到主那里去。
I only share this with you this morning is God has a way of confirming things to our heart.
我早上就跟大家说这么多，神会确定在我们心里面的感觉。
How many of you can say this morning, thank God I've been learning to ask?
今天在座的哪些人说，我很高兴主啊，我学习如何来祈求，来要。
Thank God he's been teaching me the right seeking.
然后主就叫我们有一个对的寻求和追求。
And I claim for this coming year, there'll be a learning to knock and God will open doors.
我更希望在神的儿女中间，在未来的年间更学习祷告，祈求神能够开人心的门。
Some lovely people God has gathered today.
你们这些弟兄姊妹今天神聚集在这里都是可爱的弟兄姊妹。
He has much more planned for us than any of us realize.
他对我们的计划是远超过你所能想象的。
He said in Jeremiah to give you an expected end, the fulfilling of it.
他说，他对耶利米说，我要给你一个期望，事情会应验的。
The kingdom of righteousness, peace, and joy now in the Holy Ghost.
在圣灵里面我们就可以得着这个国度的 公义和平和喜乐。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we believe that we are the gathering of the Lord this morning.
亲爱的阿巴父，我们在主的名里聚集。
That you have a word for each heart that has come.
我们深信你对每一个心都有你要说的话。
Open up the temperature of our life this morning.
主啊，求你叫我们的生命能够更热忱。
Cold, lukewarm, hot.
所有的冰冷的不冷不热的光景都能够变得火热。
But for each of us today, we pray, O Lord.
但是每一个人不管我们心中的光景如何，我们说主啊。
We can know the reality of the kingdom of righteousness, peace and joy.
在我们这里可以经历国度的实际，就是你的公义、和平和你的圣灵中的喜乐。
A people who can meet the crisis of this hour.
在这里有一班人能够应付今天所有困难情形的危机。
We not only have reality, but we want to give that reality to others.
不仅在我们中间有国度的实际，我们更愿意把这样的实际分享给别人。
We believe you will do it.
我们深信你必须必能做成。
You've got more invested than we do.
哦，你有更多的投资是比我们能想象的。
You have given your lovely son.
你甚至于你把你的儿子，你亲爱的儿子都给了我们。
We thank you for this.
我们为着这个感谢你。
Everybody said,
Amen. 大家都说 Amen.